T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Holiday season is a time for giving.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Knock yourself out.
Let's not talk about how you don't think charity works. Let's talk about people who actually want to try and make a difference.
Okay, all right, do-gooders.
Because there are folks listening to this show who are going to go out of their way to try and help other people.
Yeah.
The question becomes, who do you try and help? Because if you make a mistake and you offer charity to someone who doesn't actually need the charity, you are playing a dangerous game. Yeah. And there is a person we know who is furious, so much so that he went off for like 15 minutes on me about this person who tried to give him help, even though this guy needs no help at all.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the story goes like this. He's an old buddy of ours, okay? And apparently a coworker of his wife, who does work with this charity, reached out to him on Facebook.
Okay, what did I say?
All right, now his wife, our buddy, has a job in retail. She works part-time. Well, she's not taking care of the kids. Mm. But this guy, our friend, is an engineer. He makes really good money.
Yeah, yeah.
He just lives frugally.
Yeah.
He's
got a point where it's pathetic.
He's not flashy. He doesn't care what he looks like. He's kind of a dork. They live in a nice ranch home, but it doesn't look like anything special.
No.
Right? He's a good dude. He's just kind of a dork.
Mm-hmm. A raggedy dork.
So this woman, according to our buddy, writes him on Facebook and says, I didn't want to go to your wife because I know she said no, but I work with this charity that collects toy lists from kids for Christmas.
Oh, no.
And I would like to offer this to you and your kids. And after he declines, she won't drop it. Mm-hmm. She thinks that he's too embarrassed. He's showing me the Facebook exchange, and when he's screaming when he's showing me this
thing. She thinks these kids are going to be, like, without a Christmas.
Yes, and she starts, like, trying to
Because they don't do anything. Like, every time you see this guy and his kids, it's like, God damn, man, step up.
Okay, all right.
Like, you make
but
bank.
But we don't know if what they do it in the privacy of their own home.
I've been to this house.
It's just a house. It's not a bad-looking house.
No, but it's like, man, I know you got and you could do.
He's living the way that you should live. He's living frugally. He's not spending
his
money.
How about this? He's got money, right? Mm-hmm. He got money. He got crooked teeth.
Oh, my God. He's like, an adult. Like,
he got raggedy teeth, and he makes really good money, and his kid's starting to get the raggedy teeth. And I don't think he spends on the dental bill.
Some people don't care.
Anyway.
How do you not care what your kid's mouth look like?
Okay, again.
If I see a guy, raggedy house, raggedy kid with the jut jaw, and you don't fix this stuff, I'm figuring you ain't got.
So the funniest part is he's showing me the exchange on Facebook, and he gets to a point, this woman won't drop it, he writes how much money he makes a year to try and shut her up, right? And he's screaming at me while he's showing me this thing. So he ends up, she drops it, whatever, and she goes, please don't tell your wife I this. Of course he told his wife, he's telling me he told his wife, right? But here's what I don't get.
What?
His pride is hurt.
Right.
But I don't know why he's so very upset about this to the point where he's pulling me aside. I hadn't seen this guy in months.
Yeah.
And the first thing he brings up is what happened with this person trying to give him charity. Does he have a right to be upset about what this woman did
to
him? Well, she caught him off guard where he didn't think that he looked this way, I'm sure, to people. I don't think he realized that maybe, like, oh, this is a possibility that somebody would think that I live this way.
Okay. But you say no, and Tommy says no for two very different reasons.
I know.
Because according to Tommy, if you have cash, you got to flash.
Well, take care of your crap. Don't be looking like a slack ass.
His house isn't unkempt. He's not like dirty looking. Okay.
Hey, here's the other thing. I love when people are, you want to be cheap, be cheap. But don't get pissed off when you get called out on it. Because there's people, and he's one of these guys. He's cheap, and he likes to brag about how cheap he is. Like, he saved on this,
yes.
And I've had the same thing. Like,
but there's
this
a lot of people that take pride in that.
All right, but if you're going to sit there and brag about how you don't spend money, you're kind of branding yourself that guy,
you're
right?
Not,
if you
though.
Go, but you are. If I keep going around like, you know, I got the same thing, a little duct tape, still holds up, still works. Okay, fine. Congratulations. But I'm going to make fun of that thing because it looks like you look like a hobo.
Okay, there's a difference between making fun of someone for living frugally and assuming they're poor.
He's got a suit. that he claims is from 1977 that he still fits in, that he doesn't want to buy a new suit from 1977.
I think that's a lot of guys.
If I brought in a suit from 1977, you would think I was a Halloween costume.
Aren't those shoes from 1977? Platform boots?
They're not platform.
Dingo boots.
By the way, like you even said, you remember those sneakers that we made fun of you for wearing because you got them on, you got a deal on them, and then you bought another pair because you liked them so much. But some guy could come in here, look at you, and be like, oh, man, Tommy must be not doing so well to have those shoes from that department store.
No, he would realize that listening to this show.
But, I mean, it's easy to mistake some. I mean, it's just,
okay, that's a tell, like, one time.
No, but no, but this guy lives,
they just saw you once.
I don't live the life. I don't live like that every day.
You don't own a home!
I'm in transition.
All right. Here's what shocked me the most about this incident. Right. I understand the ego shot, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't understand him
flying
off the
handle. Maybe you gotta step up a little bit.
I think it comes down to what's wrong with someone thinking you're poor? Like, poor has become a bad word.
It's always been a bad word. Who that was being known as poor?
Okay, living a life.
Poe. Then people start calling you Poe.
Living as Poe sucks. Mm-hmm. Living as poor sucks. But if you have it and someone else thinks you're poor, what's the BFD? Like,
because
who cares?
You don't want to walk around thinking people are feeling sorry for you.
Okay, but
I think that's kind of condescending.
Yeah, because poor means failure, right?
Does
poor
it?
Equals failure in this country. It does. So we're a country of material. We like big things, houses, cars.
No, you like big things, houses,
everybody
cars.
Loves
you're
there.
The one sitting here saying if you got money, you got to spend it.
That's what America's based on.
Oh, now you're blaming America, guy who doesn't own home.
Look at the Empire State Building. You think, you know what? 20 stories, we're going to call it the Empire State Building. No, you got to shoot that thing to the moon, baby. It's America. We're big
all
time.
All of the things you could have named you with the Empire State Building.
We went to the moon and decided, you know what this moon needs? A car and a set of golf clubs. Like the first two things we did, we Americanized the moon. We're doing chip shots and we're doing burnouts and donuts on the moon.
I didn't say this to our buddy's face because he was so upset. Mm. But like this woman likes you enough and cares about your family enough where she offered you this. Like there's some kindness
in
that. I
don't know. And he does this other thing.
Oh my God.
And I like this guy.
Yeah, no, I can tell. Oh, sucks, ugly, teeth sucks, stupid.
He always asks you, he'll look at something you own and always want to go, what'd that cost? Like, he always wants to know the cost of everything.
Yeah, but it's
everything.
A guy who's very frugal.
He's an engineer. He's mathematical.
But here's what he does. So you'll tell him, oh, I spent like, this cost me this much money. He'll go, oh, man, that's too much. Too much. And then he goes, I work too hard for my money. F you, man. It's a gas grill. It costs $300. You asked me, and then you like light me up for having a gas grill. That I got at like Home Depot.
You are flying off the handle about a guy who's living a better life than
no,
you.
No, but you ask me a question, okay. I answer it, and then you light me up, and then he has to tell me how hard he works for his money. Okay, congratulations.
All right. 222-6000.
I'm unfriending that douche.
Let's swing it back. You guys are good
I
friends.
Know, you just said I like this guy.
All right, let's swing it back to
I
the
I do like him, but he's a jerk.
Charity Hagel, 222-6000, a buddy of Tommy and ours. He's an engineer. Mm. You just wouldn't know. Well, you would. He looks like a dork. He doesn't really dress all that well. He's got a nice ranch
house.
He's
got like 17 pens. It's another thing. The guy has like 17 pens on him at any given moment.
He's an engineer.
I know. You don't need 10 pens. I know what you do for a living.
Okay. Long story short, his wife works in retail part-time just to have something to do while the kids are at school. A woman that works with her assumes she was poor, wrote our buddy on Facebook. She works for a charity that gets lists for kids what they want for Christmas. She asked him if she could do this for him. He was telling her, we don't need it. We're totally fine. She wouldn't drop it. He ended up having to write her on Facebook how much money he makes a year.
He deserves it.
All right, so the fact is this.
What?
Men who don't need charity, that are offered charity, will always fly off the handle. The last thing that any man ever wants to be is a charity
case. Right, you don't look like you're a failure.
But here's the thing. Even when you need an actual hand from someone else, you'll fight it tooth and nail. Of the people who, at some point in their lives, really needed a handout that are listening to this show, how many folks said no out of embarrassment? It's a stupid thing to do because way more people than you think need that kind of help during the holidays.
Yeah, but because if you accept a charity, then that person kind of owns you and you lose control of your life.
No, you're thinking that way because when you give something to someone, you think you own them.
Well, I did give it to you. It's pretty nice of me. So I've been watching this stuff. You know those horrible fires in Northern California going on right now?
Yeah.
Like these people like, devastate, like the whole community. There's people turning down charity out there. They don't want it.
Why?
Because it makes them feel like, you know, they want to do it on their own. Like they're like these people that go, you know what? I'll build this house back myself. I'll take care of it. Like there's people turning down charity out there because, to your point, you've lost everything, but you still feel like I'm not a man if I don't build this house back myself.
Okay, but it's the stupidest idea ever.
No, but it's what drives us as people, as a society.
If you succeed, if you're able to pull it off, if you're not, now you're just an idiot who had help.
But you know, at least I take a shot. But if I take charity from you, it's like I gave up.
No, it's not true.
It is, bro.
I don't know. Like, if the guy's got money and he's happy not spending his money, fine. I don't understand his unreasonable flying off
the handle. But listen, I mean, but it puts out a look.
Okay, fine. But you're...
And by the way, when you, it's one thing to be frugal, but when you start looking like a bum,
well,
right?
He doesn't look like a bum.
Yeah, wait, I mean, what's your interpretation of a bum?
Clothes got holes in them?
No, he doesn't have clothes with holes in them.
Baloney.
He doesn't have clothes with holes in them.
Bro, he was over my house.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, he was at a house. That's
no, he's at my house,
work.
Right? And he's got his sweater on.
Okay.
And it's got a hole in the elbow
okay.
where it wore out. Like, you're out. You got a
Some
hole
people
in
people have, like, their favorite pieces of clothing that they can't give up.
I'm not convinced it's a true story. I've never seen it with holes in his clothes.
Bro, I'll show you next time, man. He got holes.
Yeah, he's probably listening right now, you dick.
No, you know what? Because he doesn't want to turn on the radio. Thinks it costs some money. Even though it's free. It won't spend for the radio.
Going back to the charity thing. You know, there's that old saying, what? Better to give than to receive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of people that will go out of their way during the holiday season to try and help people. But assuming someone else needs help is a very slippery slope. And this stuff shows up a lot now this time of year because there are people who don't trust charities, like these major ones that get caught spending money in ways they shouldn't.
They get lit up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So people feel like they're making more of a difference if they contribute directly to someone putting money in their hands.
Yeah. Get out the middle, man.
But when you do that, you're playing with fire because one, how do you approach that person? Two, should you approach that person? And three, if they don't want it, you need a gracious way to back out of that situation instead of insisting you're going to do it like this woman was trying to do to our buddy.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's that old leave groceries on the front step anonymously trick for Christmas dinner. But if there are kids involved and they need presents, that's not going to help the situation.
Okay.
You need to go to them and say, hey, is this something that you would like? And that creates this issue that this guy flipped out about.
I guess if you look at like, hey, you know, I have extra. Would you like this? I'm just going to throw it out. Kids don't want it.
I have the extra cash in my pocket.
No, but like a toy. The kids don't play with it, you know.
Okay, but then now you're giving secondhand. That's even more insulting. I'm getting your secondhand crap.
Oh, now you're going to look down at that?
Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you.
You should be happy to have that. This poor country didn't have that. You think that had toys in Africa? What? No. What?
This poor country dabbed that had that?
You think Africa's got that toy?
You watch Habba.
You think a poor kid in China ain't got that toy?
All right, I want to keep going with
this. Yeah, to
make
that toy and give it to your kid.
I want to keep going with this.
All right.
Because there's a very important part of this that we haven't even gotten to yet.
What have we gotten to?
Well, you touched on the superiority complex, how you feel that when you do something for someone, you own them.
You do.
Okay. Russell Andrews, sit tight. Give me 180 seconds. This happens the most often in a situation where it's the most uncomfortable. Because having a stranger do it for you is one thing. You can never see that stranger again.
Yeah.
But when it's someone who you are blood related to that decides you need help, next to the break room, 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.